for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community. The 5D Collective, as I shared in our previous channeled guidance tarot reading, I was going to do one on relationships as we move forward in these lovely energies. Definitely a lot of themes are coming up. So relationships and trauma healing taken seriously. The immediate message from the cards that I pulled, everyone is always getting to go through basically a Frozen 2 type thing, right? But without you having to go through the drama for the 5D Collective. So becoming resourceful when life has brought you challenges has supported you to get to where you are at right now and to close a couple and or more chapters on any stuff that is related. So for the basic trauma charges, okay? If we have abuse, neglect, so childhood trauma, then you would know about that. So you've closed those, meaning like Patrick Tiahan, who's a childhood trauma survivor, he's healed and healing. I was saying he's a therapist, as he points out with his community when he's sharing memes. He points out that once you are reparented in the adult self, you don't really feel like talking about what happened. So you're not a teenager version. I use teenager to talk about the adaptive child. The adaptive child is a person who has their teenager leading the room in their mind. And this is a basic, okay? Because a whole self, we're talking always about a whole self. I'm attachment trauma informed for anybody who is new and only tuning into this episode. So the mystic enlightenment soul age group is supportive for me as I channel guidance, read tarot, bring Akashic record readings to my one-to-one consultation. Not here, we don't do that on here, but Reiki, that's something that I do get to do with the universal love transmission sessions. We have some on YouTube, but what I was trying to get to primarily is that the mystic component is for tapping into the sphere of energy. But I'm attachment trauma informed, so we're talking about relationships as people, bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together. That's woo-woo pseudoscience lady for those of you who prefer that term, because, you know, that's where I understand. There's academics. I love the academics, the 5D educators, and the woo-woo. It's because, you know, they look at the hard problem of consciousness. I laugh because I'm a divine feminine. Consciousness is not a problem. I'm tapped into it. And the divine masculine of mine is my mind, but I have divine masculines of my oversoul out there. So yes, twin flame is a true thing. And some of us have twin flames, but a divine feminine will not treat their oversoul and their relationships as if they're objects, because that's exactly what is farthest from the truth. So what I mean by object is only a teenager, and I wasn't even that. See, as a teenager, any person who maintains their heart, body, and value body will consciously be aware of disregarding their higher self, our wiser, equanimous self, voice. Every human being brain has this thing, I believe they call it a cingulate. And the cingulate is what is like the Jiminy Cricket of Pinocchio. And I know my Jiminy Cricket because I have a relationship with my higher self. It's just me. And that's another part about being a whole self. You don't actually have a feeling that there's a lot of chit chatter going on in your brain. It's just your voice with yourself. And the people who have a whole three-year-old heart and are tuning in right now, they know what I'm talking about. Some of you instead, you might be coming from that other end of the spectrum. But a whole self is a person who is integrated brain and choosing to know of your emotional stuff coming up. And that's your conscious self-awareness. And then choosing to also know thoughts come up. Being able to have attachment trauma-informed helps me to help you to be yourself. Yourself is a whole, innocent, open-hearted three-year-old if you move into the prefrontal cortex and choose your mammalian heritage, the ventral vagal nervous system, your higher social engagement system, and to be in a state of physiological compassion. That's for those of you who are here and take seriously healing trauma. Your own is healed, or you are going to be hearing about how this is going right now, because this is what the channeled guidance is about. It's the quote-unquote ego sublimination, but you always will have an ego self. That's not cancel words, because of those who don't think of ego and self as possible or as good or bad. Use your name. Use your name, and then know that we have attachment trauma-informed individuals that are therapists, neuroscientists. They're using the word self. And I look to the academics, not the ones who want to bring to me in their studies the spiritual stuff. When I see those people, I know that they have a spiritual bias and that they are, in fact, saying the ego is a bad thing, or there's a difference between the ego and the self, or the self doesn't exist. I got neuroscientists I read that are trying to say my neuroscientist colleagues need to believe the spirituality people. There is no self. They are wrong. And it's like, okay, You obviously didn't want to be into the sciences field. I'm not really sure why you are in it in the first place. Or, like I was trying to get to, any objective brain will know we don't need to cancel one thing or another. An objective brain is an integrated brain because you're using the right mode of your brain and you have, so here, spirituality lingo, there's no self, and then neuroscience lingo. Yes, there is a self, Patrick McNamara. As he explores the right side of the mode is where the self is allocated. And it's in an interview, okay? So we have two human beings, neuroscientists. One has a spiritual bypass. And the spirituality bypass is because they're saying the science people need to believe and take the ancient text and make it a truth because it is the truth. And that's not a scientist person. That's like a flat earther who's believing in something different and then not just, you know, in the now. We have some data that shares this information, other data shares that information. They both share information, and the machines show something, and the neuroscientist starts trying to figure out how to support people. Like, there's a whole buttload of ways I can try and continue this. I'm not going to. My point is, sciences and spirituality walk hand in hand when you have an integrated brain. If you got an adult, that's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to teenagers. Teenagers who are adults are the adaptive child that I was trying to say. They have definitely an ego. There's the ones who say, no, I don't. Yes, you do. You have a self. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You might enter flow state. I do too. I still have Maria's right here. I have my charges, potential. No, my charges are uncharged, but I have emotions. So that's why something can come up and I'll get charged. And that doesn't mean that I'll be reactive though. But my embodied brain continues to function with my mammalian heritage, my ventral vagal nervous system, and my reptilian, my actual survival nervous system, and we have both. And for example, when I get into a type of charge, if you will, I'm going to use that word, although this is where it's different, because the charge is something that you will go through with your own self, because it happens, so we'll get to that in a minute, but I was just trying to make another point. When you have integration of the brain, you have full capacity to access your body, so I have that. If you do too, then you have more than just those five senses at your disposal, and that means you can perceive the biochemistry of your own inner world, which I personally, again, can, and that's why I described to you these aspects. And let me get my notes so I can use the right words, as we are a collective, and I know that you all will in time if you choose to keep tuning in, if you're doing personal development, if you're doing good therapy, all that great stuff. All of you know your story, but if you're doing any and all of this, you will gain a relationship with the body of you, and you will have the ability to perceive other senses, which can be a little bit destabilizing. That's why some of us go and become hypochondriacs, because we feel every single thing that moves. And it's like, what is that? What is that? Because your 0-1-year-old and your 3-year-old really wants to know. And there's your brain actively just, you know, picking up on shit and you wanting to know what it is, which is normal because your brain protects you. So if something new's coming up and I don't know what it is, I want to know what it is. And while some people easily say, oh, well, the, you know, spirituality guru told you not to think about it. Yeah, I don't give a shit of what you say. You're not my brain or my body. And that's what a whole three-year-old heart does, is I don't care what your voice is or who, you know, like, okay, so independent thinkers, but not flat earthers. Hopefully that's become clear. The eight senses: visual, auditory, gustatory, olfactory, tactile, vestibular, proprioception, and interoception. So when you feel everything that's happening inside of you, that's interoception. I forget the proprioception. I need to go look that one up, and vestibular too. But long story short, when you have those eight senses, and in fact, here's Sadhguru, when you perceive more than the five, he says, limiting senses, then you're spiritual. And he also shares we're all a spirituality process. So any human being who is in connection with consciousness, Akash, that is a actual mystic, knows that all human beings are part of the same field of energy. Okay, so I'm in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group. I've moved beyond the Spirituality Soul Age Group. 5D Collective moves beyond the bandwidth of the 4D. So we do know about the whole angel, spirit, source, all those words, but they don't stay as if they're the only way to organize. No, they in fact are not even close. They move into their concepts. These are all concepts. A flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain is an integrated brain that is able to use the right mode of your brain, like mine. I'm using it now, and have all things sit in it because you're not upset. Your left mode, you're saying, hey, be quiet. There's not this right, wrong. I'm not doing right, wrong. You have a blank canvas. This is the whole three-year-old heart, the energy, pure consciousness, words that mean something consciously. You're a human being who has an ego self, but you're able to harness your embodied brain. This is called using your prefrontal cortex, meta-awareness, with self-awareness. So you're beginning to understand what it means to have a mindful brain. Group thinking, your brain, works together with all your child parts. And your mind is full, but it's full of beautiful concepts, the inner growth mindset. And when you get any inner conflict come up, you're not going to use that. You're going to say, hold on, shut up for a minute. I don't need you, conflict. You're presenting to me something that is about right or wrong, black and white. I'm going to use rainbow, and you can be part of the rainbow because the rainbow uses. But this is where the digital thinking, the left mode of your brain is digital. It breaks things down and wants to organize it. It's the right mode that's analogical. So you allow all to sit in it. So, okay, I have different thoughts. Let me organize it. Before you can actually conceptualize anything in your prefrontal cortex, your higher social engagement system, you have to calm the heart. You have to calm whatever emotion. So if that's not something that is possible when you're emotional, then don't think. Do activities that are supportive of your health. And so moderation, not something that becomes self-soothing, compulsive. Moderation. Okay, you've learned how to be resourceful in a way that brings your inner and outer well-being. You've learned about some way, shape, or form, good therapy on your own, your age, whatever it is. You know, again, your stuff, but you have the clarity of hearing your divine masculine, your mind, and your divine feminine, your body. And you're basically able to know there's no wrong path. I'm aligned with the purpose of me. Use your name. We don't need to do Elsa. Tragedy. No tragedy here. The tragedies for the human suffering group that want to stay teenagers and in hypervigilance and pseudo-aliveness, and they don't meet good therapists like Patrick Tihan online, and they choose not to. They go to the ancient silverbacks because they want to be special and anointed, and they got a story. Because see, their inner critic chose their story. I'm a superhero based on my diagnosis, based on my pathology, based on my gender, based on my whatever it is that I've decided I'm the superhero of, and there's a supervillain I'm fighting, and I'm rescuing somebody, which usually you're just rescuing yourself from your own 0-1-year-old childhood, 3-year-old, your own household stuff. Okay, every person that is not yet in 5D is completely unaware of their entire divine feminine, which would be their body with their charged child's parts, the basics, okay? And the ones who have even more shit going on, well, right now, that's where it's no longer actually like that. We're in a very beautiful time because there's a lot of information online. And what I mean is that the 5D vibration is lighter. So we have at the very least two groups, and I'm going to leave that one because it's not part of this channel, guidance and tarot reading. Your mind is full of concepts that involve you expanding how you want to move forward and be joyful and be inspired by life. So the muse, that harmony, how do you create more and in your relationships. Okay, let's focus on the relationships now. I'm done with the tarot. I'm done with the channeled guidance. I'm going to chit-chat about 5D relationships. Okay, so you know how to contemplate and conceptualize and to stand into a body that is empowered and to use your time wisely and effectively and to silence it if need be, and to move into harmony. when it comes to this, it means you know what it means to have a functional adult and basically a genuine relationship. Being able to be yourself is number one, and that's decided by you. So you're empowered. That means you can go and show up and you say, this is who I am. This is what my heart speaks. This is what I think. You're not afraid. Not afraid of being vulnerable. And you also have learned how to be in the center. So, for example, people like to use cliche sentences. I'm going to use a couple of them, but I'm going to use them in a different way. So the 5D collective, because we're present, that means we're curious, open, accepting, and loving. When you're a whole three-year-old heart, you're like a blank canvas. You're kind, compassionate, but you know kindness isn't something you prove. So you're really just a person who's in a room with a consistent beginner's mind. You know your implicit bias, your culture bias, all of it, but you put it to the side because you're able to, again, have a grown-up in the room. If you're not, then that means you you begin to think before you even are done hearing another person. So this is where you put into practice wanting to be curious about other people with a blank mind. And that's where some people will think that that's naivete, that it means people are going to take advantage of you, da, da, da. So all of these things are obviously potentials, but our relationships, they can't harm you physically. And so the equation is, do you care about this? If there's no physical threat, and we're not living a movie, because this is the difference when you're grounded in reality as a grown up in your brain in the now, what I'm describing to you is in my prefrontal cortex, if I and you are talking and we share a moment and I pour my entire heart and everything out of it, something, I don't know, there's like a whole, you know, imagine a complete day where you're completely immersed with somebody, you're sharing the depths of all of you, and they are too, or maybe they're not, doesn't really matter. The point is you have had that, okay? And then they too, it's basically as if none of that ever existed. Zero, minus, 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 okay? So this type of scenario, typically you will hear people talk about it. I know I have with friends too. Wow, how can that happen? How can somebody, you know, go from one day to the next? There's no depth, there's no remembrance, there's none of this. And people who ruminate, and therefore they create in their mind a biochemistry of fear instead of moving into their prefrontal cortex and accepting something and remembering we have subjective experiences. That means I perceive life in one way and you perceive life in another way. And then that means that I might like or not like how you are going to perceive me, okay? And you might like or not like how I'm going to perceive you. So the point is, in this very moment, I can accept, even if I don't like, that you have canceled out that moment. So basically that I'm meaningless, because that's what it feels, right? You become meaningless, okay? There's no meaning. That moment shared, those emotions, it's almost like that's canceled out. And the people that stay in the human suffering love group, 4D, 3D, teenagers is what I call them, the adaptive child, okay? So we have a different range, but let's just keep it basic. Those individuals, they go with their friends and they are upset at life. They do the human suffering. You know, they go and get the drinking, the fucking, the drugging, the whatever it is, they go and do and distract. And they say, ah, that's life. They don't do any emotional lifting, no ventral vagal nervous system engagement in that moment. Because see, what they could do is something different, which is, I have an emotion. It came up for a reason. It's because for me, this has meaning, a lot of meaning, right? And now that I see that I'm meaningless, this is really interesting. Makes me kind of sad, or maybe mad, depends. It touches my heart. Essentially, what I'm feeling is I was not connected, or this feels like I'm not and never was connected. So now it becomes invisible. And this is the one part of the 0-1-year-old, the unseen, right? Okay, so when you have that, but I see me, and you're a grown-up, this is where we are our own safe havens for my solo polyamory community. You already know about this. For anyone who's monoamory, this is something you most likely are not appreciative of, which is why you're like, I don't want to do this stuff solo. I want to have that one love of my life that will see me always and hear me and be there, and so that my heart can always feel that it is being seen by someone, and that those emotions, and this is why obviously in any relationship, bilateral integration is of the utmost importance, because your partner, doesn't matter what gender, your partner for my monoamory group, they will not be able to have what I just described fulfilled for you unless they can access their own heart the same way. And what this means really is to be able and accept that you can have different ways of feeling life, and that your stuff isn't a big deal, nor is their stuff. And to be able and become conscientious about this by desiring to be able to fulfill that moment of emotional stuff that could come up from your heart. And that's why I talk to you all about good therapy for couples, because this right here is where people who are not actually conscientious in a way of saying, even if it's not a big deal to me, if it's a big deal to another person, then I want to care about it. Now, partner, monoamory, there you go. For the solo poly, for us, it's very different. I came across a number of people as I was a teenager growing up who, because I was not their partner, this is men and women, because I was not their lover, my spending time with them meant nothing to their emotional turmoil. And that was very much, one, interesting, to say the least. Two, something I contemplated. So when I come here to you and channel and talk and share why for the divine feminine of a 5D mystic, this twin flame, twin flames, soulmate, it's indifferent. It's because all people have a 0-1 year old, and some of us know how to handle our own because of things like that. I mean, to tell a person that is listening to you, you don't mean anything because you're not the person I can share my life with. It's like, what? Okay, that doesn't make sense. I thought friendship means something and was meaningful. This is me as a teenager, really. I was like, what the hell? That's just wrong. And that's the part of where, if you all recall, for me and my teenage boyfriend, the first thing I said, hey, don't you think you're going to get more time from me than our friends? Our friends are going to have equal time. Actually, you're going to probably get less time because you and I are choosing to share life and a home together, which means I'm going to have more time with you. And it was on a scale of, we love each other, but my love is equal for all. So again, the part about sharing the stories is because compersion, one, which means you're happy for your partner and our partners, and for people too, it's because you don't have envy, jealousy, you don't have insecurity. You have a whole 0-1, 3-year-old. This is called, I have a open-hearted, spontaneous time again, again, again. And it doesn't take away from love, because love is inside me. This is a secure attachment to human being, what I described to you. So as a teenager, you can be that. You choose it. I chose it because I consciously love people. I don't say I love you and then I'm going to leave you if you're crying and upset, which is why I was like, what? To my friends, you know. But what I'm going to share with the monoamory community is that you wanting to have that being seen is the mammalian heritage of all people. If you're polyamory, I'm going to share with you, you want to get securely attached so that you can handle when you have partners who will be in spaces and places of being insecure. Because otherwise, the reality is, my personal opinion, stick to monoamory if you don't know how to have compersion for partners. Because love means that you have compersion in general. You don't need to be in a romantic fucking relationship, FYI. Like Sadhguru points out in one of his recent videos that I got to watch, and I've agreed my entire life, as I can remember since I was a teenager, meaning the dating scene, you know, even though as a kid I also had my little boyfriend, but let's just stick to ages where we're more aware of what's going on in a way of, you know. So love is love. And relationships are not only because you have any physical contact. In fact, there are people I've never met in my life, and they have supported me consistently. One of my friends, who I'm sad to say, but they told me they would be off the grid. So I knew what I would be facing at a certain point. which would be a life without them, and doesn't make me happy because I don't know anything about how they're doing, but I know that that's what they wanted. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy that my friend is happy. That's compersion. When you are happy for someone, even though it doesn't make you happy inside, that's what love is. It's a very straightforward equation. Any person can be here. I have, thank you, Mom, secure attachment, whole three-year-old heart, and Jesus. Thank you, Jesus and God. But God, I have to call Akash or consciousness because, you know, we have the 3D plane who's completely using it in a different way. Long story short, monoamory or polyamory don't matter. If you have no secure attachment inside you, you're not going to be able to actually consistently stay open-hearted because you are still needing to be seen yourself, which is where the good therapist can support you to have a good negotiator with you and your partner. And you could always make any relationship can work if people wanted to, because of not only even in the past, but today they can work in an even more amazing way because you can be actually emotional together. And it's beautiful to know that people can have that. Okay, so with that being said, relationships are the focus of this theme, this lunar eclipse as it's coming up. As I was saying, when you are meaningless and you can be okay with that, this is not good or bad, just presenting. Some of you will be here where you're okay with it. For me, it feels really great to be here and to have been here, because what love is unconditional. It's, you don't work for it, it's there. But I should explain it mechanically. You, in a secure attachment human being body, consistently are in a state of love because you're in a state of compassion, which means your heart is open, your brain is open, your mind, and you're in your higher social engagement system. So the oxytocin gene hormone is on. You're in your mammalian heritage, okay? This is an integration of the brain. That's why I manifested its kindness and compassion. And furthermore, manifested, it's a person who doesn't abandon ship. So even once my friends told me, you don't mean anything, it's not like I said, okay, now I'm not going to listen to them anymore. No, I contemplated it. I said, that's bullshit. I'm not going to be that friend. And I moved forward. What you do learn is this, though, that you are not going to read into things. So when your emotions get really into like, wow, but I was feeling deeply and I was there and, you know, this is so important, you learn how, for some people, again, it's meaningless. So you try not to read into it. This gives you the balance of the thoughts and also of the depths of your body, because the emotional stuff, okay? So when you're able to balance, again, I have given you every single, like, emotion possible for this one moment. We shared like, and now I know it's zero. So you go from 100 to zero. Any of you have had this appointment? That's the word people usually use. Okay, so I'll use a story. What was it? A month ago, someone was telling me they ruined my fairy tale. It was 3 months of fairy tale, and then they ruined it. They're horrible. How could they do this? How could people do this? So we got, you know, a breakup. And I'm thinking, okay, 3 months is nothing. We all know as grown-ups, I mean, I knew as a teenager already, about 3 months, you're discovering you, you know, 6 months. So 2 years is what it takes for two people to develop what is going to be a secure attachment relationship. That doesn't mean that they're compatible. It just means that they were able to stick it through enough to build what is going to feel good, because you each can bring to the table who you are. Doesn't mean you're mature either, because if you're mature, well, then you're having a great time all the time. That means you are consistently, there's no disappointments, okay? There's no sadness, there's no ruptures. There's just laughter, and if there's sadness or anger, it's you all sharing, which these things take place, by the way, okay? There are people that are in harmony like this, so just FYI. That people who are in the human suffering love, no, they're not. Yes, there are people that are emotionally available, emotionally mature, mentally available, mentally mature, okay? And that stick with their desire to build what is an in-depth relationship. This is because there's secure attachment. What I'm describing is our mammalian heritage. It's not something unachievable. Okay, so conceptually, human love narrative is what we are when we are actually in love. Those people who end up being together out of a series of events, because that's just how life brought. That's not actually something that Yeah, that's a whole a different story. But I'm saying when you consciously choose to be in each other's lives, those people who will look at each other and say, wow, I want you. I want you. And then they put their best foot forward. Okay? But obviously, again, that's when you have two people who are completely aware of their self, what I just described. Most people are not. And so they end up being in relationships with unfinished business. And that is where you're kind of winging it, okay? So when you're winging it, well, you're winging it. It's good. It's all good. When you're consciously building it, you ain't winging it. You got to very, very firmly and softly and energetically present beings present and ready to embark on a journey called life and take bold steps into the unknown without any fear and saying, oh, let's stick to the castle because we want to stick to what we know. No. A leap of faith is into the unknown, and it's really beautiful when you are fully present, and a complete person is empowered. So they don't say, I love you, and then they skip out on town, okay? These are secure attachment, functional adults that I'm talking about. Some people will be here, some people won't. But if you're here, which is who I'm channeling for and reading for, you are the one who will be that for you, monoamory or polyamory, and or for another. And so you don't go into a relationship without saying to someone, here's who I am, exactly who I am, and here's what I'm bringing to the table. But you also don't do the, oh my God, they broke my heart, and the fairy tale they promised me, and how disgusting are they, and how awful are they, and then, okay, so this is why, let's go back to the, we don't read into things, you don't allow something to become so important, independently from the depths of emotion that you have experienced with one human being. Okay, so let's say again, you and I spend a fabulous, perfect day together, and we experience the most magical of emotions. And then you flip a switch. Okay, that's the moment of truth. Are you disappointed, or are you aware that this is part of that unknown that I was talking about? And I'm talking your heart now, not your brain. Don't use your thoughts. I'm asking for those of you who are here tuning in to focus on your heart. You don't have to do it now, but you can do it later, and you can use this as an exercise. And it's not because you have to. I'm giving you the opportunity to conceptualize and understand how you can put into practice a ventrovagal nervous system toning exercise with your self-awareness and meta-awareness, and use your left and right mode and not do the human suffering love bit of, they ruined my fairy tale and rumination. Okay, just saying, this is a very straightforward equation. So what happens for a person who has a whole three-year-old heart, a one-year-old heart, and everything, and a grown-up in their brain, and which really it's just an emotion with your person, when something like that happens, I read too much into it. That's on me. I'm a deep being. That's all this is. Okay, so Pacha will simply know I put in my all. I know that I tried. I know that I had a fun time. I know that this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. It can be disappointing. We will use words to describe things, but we will not be in spaces, those who are securely attached, of these other tragic human beings that I've heard again and again and again, which is also why we don't talk to people at a certain point. So personally, I don't talk to people unless they're empowered beings, because otherwise they literally will make anything sound like a tragedy. And I'm like, I am no longer a teenager. And even as a teenager, I wasn't as tragic as my teenage friends were, which is why I was called emotionless or rational. To this day, I'm called that. And I'm not jealous, which equates to people that I don't care. It's like, no, I'm confident. There's two different, I care, I don't. I'm not competing. They can't be me. Okay, so when you're confident, self-empowered, you're not like, oh my gosh, my partner is with someone else. No, you're like, okay, so don't make sure that I don't get any STD. Other than that, we're good to go. What do you want? That's it. And in fact, FYI, polyamory group, these are things that on the book Polysecure, Jessica Fern says she got people going to her scared because of partners potentially bringing them home STDs. Tell your partners, hey, my physical safety is number one. And if you bring me anything, obviously it's going to mean you don't give a shit. Physically, I do. So what do we want to do here? And you have a chit chat. You don't shame, blame, fault, or revenge. You just chit chat. And to be here, it is about growing up. I haven't always been a grown up on these topics. I'll share that. And we also come from a time, my teenage years and grown up young years were not as valuably full of educators as we have today. So I learned how to not be shy about this stuff in the years of growing up. And this is for my women who I know, I don't like gender stereotypes, but I know that women have a bit more of a challenge, it would seem, to present certain things, okay? So have that ability to think a couple of ways, but there's also women who don't then do other things. Don't hide if you have an STD. That's not something positive. Men, women, theys. All of us, there's no shame, or even if there is shame, you can choose to do the right thing and know, okay, one, this shame thing, I can move it out of the way by saying, okay, let me be responsible next time. I made a judgment call. It was a wrong judgment call. I was a fool. I was a moron. Whatever words you can use, you don't have to feel this shame in a way of, I'm so bad, and then you do it again. You use experiences to learn. And so you say, okay, I take care and take note of the things that are important to me. So again, I would say my generation has a bit more of a hard time. I think the younger generation is easier for you all, but I don't know. So I'm just putting out there, taking physical safety is important. Emotional safety too. If something bothers you, you say, this bothers me. Learning how to say, this is what I would like to think or whatever. Speaking, use your mouth. Okay, so if you're a 5D collective, you can use your mouth. The only ones who are yelling at each other are teenagers. Again, I definitely had the three-year-old with my teenager, and I got to learn how to be with what I'm telling you right now. And that's because I wanted to be here. Why? Because it's nice to be emotionally mature and vulnerable. Otherwise, what are you building with people? Okay, you're not building shit if you don't do you. Going back to friendship and relationships. So for all of us, all of our relationships are most amazing if you are here, as I expressed. But we do know that there's building a life with someone. So I want to return to our initial conversation as we all get older. So some of us, we accept that we can end up all by ourselves once we're old and gray. This is the part of where some of you might be contemplating this and being in a space of trying to create an established inner peace with it. And for others, it's not a big deal because you really take day by day. Plus, we're never going to be really alone as long as you have family around. And that's the reason why we don't make it into a big deal. This is most likely for my solo polyamory community because we don't build a couple-centric life. Monoamory, you want to share life with someone. Polyamory, potentially too. Okay, well, the way you do that is by creating relationships with people who want to stick around long-term. So that means let's have our conversations. Let us discuss logistics. Let us discuss time. Let us discuss how do we want to come and meet together and keep moving forward together, okay? So a mindful of love. Group thinking, you're thinking about the group and groups and location and how to allow yourself to visualize the next years ahead so that you can have that home. Okay, so yeah, we are not getting any younger. We're all getting older. I personally have all my stuff established. I just need to figure out a last couple of pieces, but that's the part of why I began at 16 though. So there's a difference. I don't know when if you're just beginning now, then you're in a different boat than I am. Okay. So the lunar eclipse is bringing up a lot of these topics, the relationship one. And I'm going to go back to the 0-1-year-old and the ability for you to be vulnerable. And then to understand that being vulnerable doesn't mean anything necessarily to others. So while you can accept to be meaningless to somebody, right? You can accept to be meaningless. You can accept to be not important in any way, shape, or form. You can accept to be where you've felt the depths of you with someone and they have not actually felt the same, and where you can carry certain types of memories and certain types of, again, past stuff with you and others will not. So this part of being able to be on a scale that shows just because you feel deeply doesn't mean another person feels the same about you, or that they actually cherish moments that you have cherished. This on a balanced equanimous scale is also what you have for my lovely divine feminines with your own divine masculines. For the divine masculine, they have been able to now know how it works to have a divine feminine and how beautiful it is to have your heart and the depths of you participant in the outward. Okay, so the feminine has learned how to zero out once again something that is, oh, how do I do this one? The divine feminine has learned how to zero out in a way that lightens all of it. When you're meeting people who are Cuscos, they come and go from your life because they have not achieved emotional maturity. Okay, so when you meet teenagers that are grown-ups, they're just there to have a good time. Okay, so whether it's to fuck you or just use your time and basically be a soundboard, or to share a moment that for you will be emotionally meaningful, but for them it will be completely and solely sexual. And that's man, woman, they, doesn't matter, because this is where I've seen both sexes and the they I don't know personally, but feel empty, lost, and void after having sex with people, thinking it was going somewhere, and then just being at a loss. Okay, so these things right now, they continue to happen to people that don't achieve a balance. I'm talking to the ones of you who are here to hear what I just said, balance, and to say, yeah, that makes sense. I can do that, and I want to do that, actually, now that I think about it, I've done it already. For example, okay, so zeroing it out doesn't mean it's not existent. It means that you have no charge about it. So when I think of meaningful and meaningless, I like meaningful, but I know that I simply feel so deeply that really I'm never going to not feel deeply personally. No, and so I disregard putting in any other person's arena depth, because they will tell me if there's depth. And in fact, a person will bring you the depth if you mean that to them. This is what I'm trying to say. So for a divine feminine, when we meet a divine masculine with a divine feminine, they will bring to us depth. They will have us know, because we're both humans. Okay? And for the divine masculine, what I'm saying is they have established how it feels to have depth and how it feels to not have depth. And the divine masculine with their now divine feminine awakened wants depth. And they want it moving forward in all of their relationships. And so in both cases, we have depth. And we have intimacy. And we have commitment. And we have people who want to build not a fairy tale. We're not fairy tales. They want to build a life where 24 hours is what we have. Using those 24 hours with the people that enrich you, the work that enriches you, the location, okay? So this, all this is being established and or brought to the surface to conceptualize for you all. And the ability to know that it is in the day-to-day that you'll find out. And to know that you're always going to have a moment you cherish when you're the one who feels deeply. Which is why even when you meet Cuscos, they have not taken away from the depth of the experience that you have. The divine feminine doesn't lose anything in life. We always gain it. The 5D, mystic divine feminine. This is who I am. This is what I bring to you. So when you will meet an enlightenment soul age true person who's a divine feminine, they will share with you only one word: love, easy, straightforward, equanimity, balance, and a lot more. I give you attachment trauma information too. So it's aka a functional adult with an integrated brain, restorative embodied self. It's a human being who doesn't feel that the life of theirs is a traumatic growth, post-traumatic growth. No, even though those are words some people will use. But the divine feminine will not look and say, oh, look, I have post-traumatic growth. Although I know the mental health professionals, they just want to say, oh, well, yeah, you can use the word you want to use. It's like, yeah, screw you. Meaning that they're like, you're just making it up. You don't want to use our words. And here's the three-year-old right here. See? When you got Shiva going on and Kali and Krishna Lila, you're like, hey, don't appropriate yourself of my content creation. That's me right here. And so I'm not kidding with you all. By the way, that's how the mind works when it has a whole three-year-old. Thank you, Mom. Every time I hear the good academics, I always know that they have some way of sharing with us the what I'm going to call divine masculine explanation with their own divine feminine, okay? But I'm a divine feminine with my own divine masculine. And so, three-year-old I am. Do not read too much into things, my divine feminines. And definitely don't read between the lines. No, you already don't. That's the point of why you're naive, naivete, and all these great pink-tainted glasses. But it's okay, because life is full of surprises when we have this. And that's because we're not hurt if somebody says, I don't like you, or if you end up being meaningless. And that's because you will already know how it feels to not be seen or soothed or safe or secure to be yourself. It means somewhere someone said, you're an ugly cockroach. And you know what I get to say, because my mom's Neapolitan? Every cockroach is beautiful to their mother. So there you go. I'm beautiful to my mother and I'm loved. And that's why I get to be a three-year-old. Long story short, this is what it means to have a inner child that lives with you, but that you are grown up. So I hope that I've made that understandable by all of you. And again, getting here, it's not about it being easy or hard. I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. You can be that, or you can be, okay, there's a lady who's explaining some shit. Now, she's woo and pseudoscience, but it makes kind of sense. And she's a mystic, which is really fun. It's really fun, by the way, to be connected to this consciousness and know it's not a problem. No, it's energy. And a lot of academics, they do have answers. Okay, so this is where we're about to end. The lunar eclipse is really getting fun. I'm feeling the energy, so I got some content planned. When we're serious, which those of us who are Pacha handshakes, we chose love. Yeah, we're serious about healing trauma. So all of the oversoul of mine, we're all friends. We're all lovers. We're all not. Remember, lovers doesn't mean that you're in each other's intimate. No, relationships for the divine feminine. That's it's all on board. Hey, anybody else want to come on the ship? We're headed somewhere. We don't know where, but you can come. We accept all types. We have a corner for the ones who need the therapists. We usually lock them up. No, they stay away from us. Because anytime they're near gooey, ooey, ooey, they're like triggered. You should see them. They're like, ew, you're disgusting. How do you always love like that? No, we want to be in our survival mode. We want to continue thinking of human beings as evil, Knievel, medieval, and suffering is what life is made of, and pain. So they got a corner for them. Don't worry, they won't want to be near us. We make it way too easy to love. They're like, no. So that's where the 4D, 3D are at. They're with Peter Pans and Pinocchios, and they're with a lot of lost boys, lost girls, lost days. So for us, that's not where we're at. We're at functional adult land, secure attachment land, whole three-year-old hearts. We're at, yes, let's heal trauma seriously. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. As he points out, his biggest regret, his childhood made him unkind. Not because he was unkind in the sense of I'm an unkind human. No, because he had a shame, defectiveness, heartbreak. Even though he doesn't use those words, he uses childhood trauma. I use the brain words. Attachment system. When I say shame and defectiveness, it's because the first year of your life is important. And then the first 3 years of your life as well. They're all implicit memory. And then 3 to 7, again, it's shame submissive. So if you did not get the secure attachment ideal parenting style, authoritative, and if your body also, because your embodied brain has a way that it'll interact with that authoritative style, you will build your temperament based on your own drivers. So you are different than your siblings are different than you. I have an identical twin. She and I have a very different way of how we will tell the story of our childhood. I have a younger sister and she also will tell a different way. So we have a different way of telling the same story of our lovely home and how we have felt home, the parental figures. This is what we all deal with in our relationship. So when it's business that you're aware of, it's not unfinished, which is why we have functional adult secure attachment conversations, which is what I'm talking about. That's why we have heart to heart. So if somebody doesn't feel deeply with you, you don't be like, I'm gonna talk about them like a piece of shit for the rest of my life. Okay, that's why we have no sagas with our twin flame or twin flames while the 4D is all over this saga shit. Okay, so that's for my mystics. If you have any type of oversoul relationship, come on over here if you want to enjoy your actual oversoul versus do that, which is really a Mean Girls movie and a Cusco land and a Squirrel land and women, please. And anyone who wants to say you're divine feminine, if you don't know how to unconditionally love all humanity yet, you have not made ownership of your divine feminine because your body still has charges, which is, I don't trust humans. They're all assholes. I don't trust men. So, granted, men, I don't trust you. That's because I don't know how many of you have your divine feminine. But if I get to pick my men, I know exactly which ones I'll pick. Because I'll know which ones have their inner child alive because I'll be able to tell. When I poke them, I'm going to tickle you. I want to tickle you right now. I'm going to go gooey, ooey, ooey. And I'll notice immediately which ones turn savage on me, quote unquote. Because they'll be like, you are a stupid idiot. But not in like a funny way. They will mean it. They'll be like, ah. And some will do a whole bus. Anyways, I'm joking now. Now I'm done. I've been chit-chatting for the last like 2 minutes. But long story short, lunar eclipse is headed our way, and I can't wait, as I was saying, act as if it's already here. No wrong paths, my lovely listeners. But there are some paths that will have been, yes, things you did not want to choose. And it was because of the blinders. If you had an adaptive child that led your way, once you became a teenager, that's when you got to begin choosing. Okay, so this is very important as we do close on out. Whatever it is that you recognize today is not a part of your journey. That's why people say, don't be yourself. Okay, so I know how to be myself because I never lost the innocence of my whole three-year-old heart. Those who did, they come home to their self, and that's why they will say, I've changed. And they haven't changed, but they did get to get in touch with their true self. So this is that post-traumatic growth for the group that comes from over there. Again, we can and do always use different words. Everyone expresses how they feel about their life. The selves that have a whole three-year-old heart, we did not change. We got to embody and get to embody more of ourselves. I chose love a long time ago. Jesus helped me to continue choosing it, and I can thank every person in my life that has given me the opportunity to keep choosing it. I feel deeply. They don't have to feel shit. That's how it works. Your divine feminine is your body. Your divine masculine is your mind. When you are in mental, emotional, physical mastery with the relationship to you, grounded in your humanness, you're a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain. That's a consciousness brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. Left and right mode. Integrated. All hands on deck. Your default mode network is down-regulated. Your nervous system is in a physiological state of the ventral vagal nervous system. Compassion. Oxytocin gene hormone is on. I'm a safe, secure human being looking at you in your eyes. I have no trauma charges. And so I say, wow, I love you. You're amazing. And you will say whatever you want back. I mean it. You will find out what you mean. Okay? This is where, when a person who still has trauma lingering looks into the eyes of anyone, they are not in a default mode network that's down-regulated like what I just described. Nope, they're not in their higher social engagement system. Their brain is left mode, chit-chatter, chit-chatter. They're already thinking shit. Their default mode network is all over the place, and they're waiting for the next shoe to drop because that's what they are still living because their past is still with them. That's the unfinished business. So you will know when you got an adaptive child, and you'll know when you have instead of functional adult. And that's where we keep on growing together. Bring love, bring relationships to the forefront in the way of just having your heart-to-heart conversations. And we will be back with more. If you have any questions, let me know. Again, remember, for specific guidance, we have paid subscription-based model content. And for free FAQs, curiosity, just, you know, make your requests. Email. Have a great day.